Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Shemayna Asa, the 18th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the law of sanctification of the new moon, and Save His Man Book of Designated Times, which we continue from the previous Perek regarding the final discussion, which we talk about the in action, are you able to see the moon, and about establishing the new month. That's where we get to Halacha regarding additional causes regarding the ability to see the new moon. So W Du Bar, it's well known and clear. That if you come out with a calculation, that the moon is going to be able to be seen that night. That it's possible it's going to be seen. But it's possible it's not going to be seen. How so? Because the clouds are covered. You might be in an area which is a valley, or there might be a large mountain that's opposite in the western direction. But the people of that place, so with them it's like as if they're in the valley because they have a huge mountain blocking their vision. Because the moon's not going to be seen. That's in a very low place. Even if the moon was very big. But in the contrast, it's going to be seen for someone who is standing on a very high mountain, even though the moon is very small. So it's going to be more visible to someone who is there by the seashore. Or someone is sailing on a boat in the Great Sea, in the ocean. Even though it's very small because there's no obstructions. Halacha base. So too in the winter months. If it's a clear day, the moon's going to be more visible than it's visible in the summer months. Why? In the winter months, if it's a clear day, the air is very clear. And therefore you could see the sky in its purity more. There's no dust that's getting mixed into the air. In the summer months, the air is as if it's smoky because of the dust, and therefore the moon's going to seem small. Halacha, I mean the visual is going to be less. Halacha Gimel. Which we spoke about this in the previous parak. Anytime you're going to find that the arc of the visual, and regarding the first longitude, that you compare to it, with their two limits, in constriction, so then the moon is going to be the bare minimum, then the moon is going to be very small, and it's only going to be able to be seen in a very high place. But if you're going to find that the Kesha Siri of Oidachadishan Arukan are very long, but you see what Seba Kitzim Shalem and Mailois, then and it's going to be up until the end of its limits from the degrees, then Yurah Gadol, then the moon's going to seem big, but the Oidachakesh is according to the arc of the visual, but Oidachadishan and the first longitude, the Gadol and it's going to be big and it's going to be revealed to all. Halachadal, Lefigur, therefore. It's appropriate for the courts to place these two elements by their consciousness. Shame they are zmanriya, that is the season that it's going to be seen, whether it's in the summer now or the winter, and the place, as we just described, that those two are very relevant regarding how well a person could see the new moon, that in calculations is possible. The Shalom and the Satan, they asked the witnesses, in which place did you see it? Because if the arc of seeing is small, and they have in their calculation, that's very, very limited what you could see. For example, let's say it was 10 miles of Hechalokim, 9 degrees and 5 minutes. And the Oyachadishan was exactly 13 degrees. And witnesses come along and say that they saw it. Okay. If it's in the summer month, where they saw it, the place that they saw was very low down, we're very concerned for them. We checked them out very well, because it's a very small chance that they saw it. It was in the winter months, so they were on the top of a large mountain. Then for sure they saw it. Unless there were clouds that were separating, and therefore we don't have to be so concerned when we're investigating them. Halacha hey, regarding establishing the months, regarding the visual and regarding the calculations. Now, Adam Shadar Khidish Bizmani, witnesses that saw the month in its time. Uvo Idu, and they come, they testify. The Kibun Bezin, and Bezin accepts them, the Kitchen Zahidish Zahidish, and they sanctify this first month. Okay. Ubanachav Tesyem and Yemen Makudish. And then they start counting, okay, for the new months, 29 days from the day that they sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. The Lil Shleshim Lenirayrech, and the night of the 30th day, which would be the first opportunity of being Rosh Chodesh, the moon was not seen. Either because it wasn't possible for it to be seen according to the calculations of the Re'ia, of Nishi, because of them, of course, clouds covered, whatever the reason was. Okay. But it doesn't happen to call Yom Shleshim. All day 30, the courts are waiting to see. Maybe they can make this as the previous month as Chaser, make this Rosh Chodesh. Kamesh Ran, like we explained in Perek Aleph, Fala Chavav. V'lebo Eidim, witnesses didn't come. Okay. So then obviously, they have to make the previous month not a 29 days, but a 30 day comes out that Rosh Chodesh, the second month, is day 31, Kavajan, like we explained this already in Perek Av, Halacha Vav. Halacha Vav. Okay, so now they start counting 29 days from the day that's Rosh Chodesh of the second month. And again, the night of the 30th day, the moon is not seen. Now, Imtar, we're going to say, okay, so you've got to make now also this next month into a full month. But make it 30 days. You make Rosh Chodesh of the third month, also Yom Laman Alas, also day 31. So it's possible that you're not going to see the moon on the night of 30th also from this month. And then comes out that you're going to continue extending every month into a full month, and you're going to make the months after 30 days, the whole year. Problem with that is when it comes out, you're going to come to Av, you're going to come to the last month. Maybe you'll finally see the moon in its time, and it's going to be B'leil Chavei Boy or B'leil Chavav, the night of the 25th, the night of 26th. Vein Lecha Dvar Schik VeHefsiyem, there's no bigger joke or loss than that, because the real movement of the moon, as we described in Perek Vav, is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. And so it's going to catch up with you. You're going to keep on extending. It's not possible that that's happening. You're just not seeing it. Now, Halacha Zayin says, wait. The ultimate, don't say, Shadav Zeh, that this thing that you're talking about this concern, it's not so common. The whole year, we're not going to be seeing it in its time. And the double carbon, what happened? No, it's not true. It's something that's very possible. Because the problem now is here that many times such a thing could happen, okay, it's for something similar, but Medinas in certain countries, Shizmana Gesham Sham Arach, the winter season is very long, the Avim Rabban is many clouds, She'in on Oim, that we don't say, Shle Yudah HaYerech B'chalashana, that we're not going to see the moon. It's not like we're saying we're not going to see the moon the whole year. It's just what our concern is, El Shle Yudah B'tchil Tzchadashim. You just might not see in the beginning of the month, but you're not going to see it afterwards. Now, upam lo yira, something's not going to be seen, because it's not possible to see them. Now, b'chadashim shev shira b'em, and even the months that it is possible to see them, problem is lo yira, it might not be seen, because like we said, of the winter that's in those countries, and they have oven because the clouds, and they shay kot miyazor, because they're very small, and no one's able to focus to see it. So you could really run into a problem that if you're going to keep on making extending because of the circumstance and not seeing it, it's going to create an impossibility. Rather, the tradition that the sages had from one person, from the other person, from the mouth of Moshe, our teacher, Kachi, was like this. That at a time when you're not going to be seeing the moon in the beginning of the month, which is when you have to see it to create a Kiddush HaChodesh, and you're not going to see Kiddush HaChodesh month after month, what the courts do is they, okay, first establish an extended month from 30 days, and then then they're going to make the next month a lacking month of 29 days. And that's how they do. They calculate and they establish a full month and a lacking month. Bikvia, only that's how they establish it. Lib kiddush, not with the actual sanctification. They can't say mukuddish. She'im kachim, because you cannot sanctify el alariya, only when you actually see it. So although they're going to make it on day 30, it's not because they actually saw it, so they can't say mukuddish. Now, sometimes they'll make one full month after another full month, or a lacking one after a lacking one. Whatever seems appropriate for them for the calculation, but they're going to do this even if they didn't see it. Because again, because you might end up in Adar, you're going to see it on the 25th of the month. Now, their intent always in the calculations is that if you're going to see the moon in the coming month, Yira b'zmanai, if you're going to see it in this appropriate time, or b'leili buda, or in the night of the extended day on day 31, on that night, lo yira k'zmanai, but not that they should make it, that it should, you'll see it before its time, sh'leil chavchas, which is the night of 28, they'll never do that, that'll create that situation. Now, regarding the calculations of the visibility that we described, it'll be explained to you and you'll know, when is it possible to be seen, and when is not possible, which is what we're describing, when they'll do this. This is what they rely on, that they'll extend one month after another month, or they'll do one lacking month after one lacking month. But, always, in Pechsin, you're never going to have less than 4 30-day months in the year. And but you never do more than 8 30-day months in the year. Also, for these extended months, Shema Abna Fichesman, that they extend because of the calculation. In other words, not because the situation which they happen to have seen that they were waiting all day 30 and they didn't come. No, they're extending it according to the calculation. They make this meal of extending the month, like we said in the third parak in Halacha Zayin. Halacha Yud. Now, whenever you find in the Gemara, midvarim shemarim, from things that appear, shabes and simchon al cheshbon, that the courts rely on calculations, or from tradition from Moshe Sinai, shadava maslam, that this was given to them, but rashus biyadim lachasal abba, they have permission to make it less, meaning a 29 month, or extend, make it 30 day month. And v'chein zeh, so to this, shechisa tes chadashim b'shana, that they're going to make, that you're going to have 9 months in the year, only 29 day month, or v'chol k'yitzv, is there anything similar like that? Hakol al ikra zehubana. It's all built on this foundation. Bizman shleinira chodesh bizmane. At a time when you did not see the month in its designated time on the night of the 30th day. Aluchiraf. V'chein zeh amachacham. So to this, that the sages said, shema abin sachodesh l'tayros, that they could extend the month when it's necessary. Let's say to prevent Shabbos and Kippurim from coming out consecutively. On these months, that they extend them according to the calculation, so they'll make one extended and one non-extended. They could extend one after another, or not to have. That's when they extend for necessity, because you didn't see the moon in a designated time. Ella, but when you see the moon and there's designated time, that's the beginning of after you have when they line up this conception of the lining of the moon and the sun, and then you actually see it. The Mekashalem, you're always going to do kiddush if that's what you see. Halachid beis, all these things are bisman sheish and bezin when there's a court. And they rely on the visual. But in today's times, in Simchan Eila Lakfila Bezeh HaChesben HaMtzoi, we rely only on the establishment of the mean calculation of the sun and the moon, HaPasha B'chol Yisrael, which is manifest in the entire Jewish people, K'mesh B'anim HaLachas Eila, like we had explained in these halachas previously in Perek Vav. Halachi Yad Gimel, now regarding the feasibility of the visibility in different lands. So Yisbar, it's explained, B'sibir HaChesben HaTkufes V'HaGematariyoyes, in the calculations of astronomy and of geometry, Shem Yidah HaYireich Be'Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to see the moon in Eretz Yisrael, Yidah B'chol Madinas Ha'olam She'in Lamad of Eretz Yisrael, then you're going to for sure be able to see it in all the countries that are to the west of Eretz Yisrael, U'mechavanes Kenegdo, and that they're on the same geographic latitude, which are countries that are to the west of Eretz Yisrael, the sun sets later, and in between them, you have the extension of the Eir Harishon, which is the distance between the sun and the moon, and so if you're seeing in Eretz Yisrael, you're sure going to see it into those countries that you have more visibility, which are to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the mitna cheshbin shelo yudah Eretz Yisrael. Now, if the calculation comes out that you're not going to see in Eretz Yisrael, efshe sheyudah b'mendinas achiras shein l'mad of Eretz Yisrael, mechuban is connected, but you're still going to be able to maybe see it in those other countries, which is to the west of Eretz Yisrael, and that are on the same latitude. Levigir, therefore, im yudah yudah b'mendinas shein l'mad of Eretz Yisrael, if the moon was seen in the country that's to the west of Eretz Yisrael, im zeroya, and the girsa here seems to be without the word loy in a way, im zeroya shelo yudah b'Eretz Yisrael el efshe shenid hayudah b'Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's not a proof that you will see it in Eretz Yisrael. It's possible that it will be seen, but possibly not, because they get to see more than what's in Eretz Yisrael. Halach Yidalt. Aval im lo yirah yirech b'resha harim b'medina marav esamach b'enz k'neged Eretz Yisrael. But if you weren't able to see the moon from the top of the mountains in those western countries that are on the same latitude as Eretz Yisrael, then you do it in Eretz Yisrael. Now you know for sure you're not going to see it in Eretz Yisrael. Halach Yidalt v'chin so too. Im lo yirah yirech b'Eretz Yisrael. If you couldn't see the moon in Eretz Yisrael, but you do it, then you know for sure that you're not going to be able to see it in all the other countries of the world. Shein lemizrach Eretz Yisrael u'mechavanes k'negdo, on the same latitude towards the east of Eretz Yisrael, because there the sun there sets even earlier. Now v'miyudah b'Eretz Yisrael, if we're seeing Eretz Yisrael, efshe sheyirah b'mendinas mizrachis v'efshe shleyirah. So it's possible that you'll see in those eastern countries, but possibly not. Levikach, therefore, im yirah b'medina sheil mizrach Eretz Yisrael mechavanes k'negdo. If you saw it in the eastern countries of Eretz Yisrael on the same latitude, then the yiduah shenir b'Eretz Yisrael, then you know for sure you're going to be able to see in Eretz Yisrael. If you didn't see it in the eastern countries, im b'zorei, that's not proof. El efshe sheirah b'Eretz Yisrael, maybe you're going to be able to see in Eretz Yisrael because they have more visibility than the countries to the east of her. Halacha d'zayin. Now, v'cholel advarim, all these things, well, k'shehoya medina shebemav shebemizrach b'chobanis, is only if those countries to the east and the west of Eretz Yisrael are on the same geographic latitude. Like, for example, if they were to the north of the world, Mishleisha Mailis at Lamed He Mailis, from 30 to 35 degrees, which is the measurement of the latitude of Eretz Yisrael. But if, let's say, they were inclined in the direction more northern, Oipachas, or less than these, Mishpat Machem Yeshlam is going to have other halachas regarding sunrise and sunset. Shadein Mechaban is going to get itself because it's not on the same latitude as Eretz Yisrael. Now, from Elu should be Aaron, but Adi Mizrach Marib, these words that we explain in the cities to the east and to the west, in El Lahagid Komishpateri, it's only to tell some of the laws of the visibility of the science, Lahagdul Teirah Adira, to increase the greatness of Teirah and to glorify it. But Loishiyah B'nei Mizrach B'nei Marib, it's not to have that the people of the east or the west, of Eretz Yisrael, Shemchen Al Yisrael, not that they should rely on seeing of the moon, as like we're saying, okay, even if they didn't see it in Eretz Yisrael, maybe they'll see it over there, or as if it's going to be effective in them at all. Because Elo Olam in Simchin Ela Kiddush Bezdin Shabbat Yisrael, because they always only rely on the sanctification of the court in Eretz Yisrael, like we already explained many times.